might be a threat to Tython. Your brother might destroy everything you love. He fled. I found his clothes down deep in the old city.
You see? Lami asked as if reading her thoughts. For all Lannery knew, he had, and she did not question that. He was a temple master, after all, and she only a ranger. Confused as she was, she could not help her thoughts betraying her.
He always looked to the stars, Lannery said softly.
We hear whispers of an organization, a loose collection of people, calling themselves Stargazers.
Yes, Lannery said, remembering her little brother always looking outward to the depths of space as she looked inward.
Find your brother, Lami said. Bring him back to Tython. Stop his foolish schemes.
He won't come back, Lannery said.
If it really is him, he'll never return after so long.
So young when he died, but even then he was growing to...
To hate the Jedi, Zhang said.
All the more reason to bring him back to us.
And if he refuses?
You are a Jedi Ranger, Lami said.
And in a way, Lannery knew that was answer enough. I need everything you know.
It's already being downloaded to your ship's computer.
Lannery nodded, unsurprised at their forwardness. They'd known that she could not say no.
This is a covert operation, Zhang said.
Rumors of the Hypergate persist, but the knowledge that someone is trying to initiate it might cause panic. We could send a much larger force against Dalian, but that would be much more visible.
And there's a deeper truth,
Lami said. You don't want people supporting his cause, Lannery said. If news of what he plans spreads, many more might attempt to initiate the gate. More devices, more dark matter. Lami smiled and nodded.
You are perceptive and wise, Lannery. The threat is severe. We are relying on you.
Flattery, Master? Lannery said, her voice lighter. A ripple of laughter passed around the assembled Jedi Masters.
Honesty,
Lami said. He grew serious once again, and that was a shame. A smile suited him. As ever, I'll give everything I have, Lannery said.
May the Force go with you,
Lami said. Lannery stood, bowed, and as she approached the closed door, Lami opened it with a wave of his hand. She paused once before leaving, turned back. Master Zhang, please relay my love to my mother and father. Tell them I'll see them soon. Zhang nodded, smiled. As Lannery left the room, she almost felt her little brother's hand in her own. On her way back to her peacemaker, a riot of emotions played across Lannery's mind. Beneath them all was a realization that was little surprise to her. She was glad that Dale was still alive. And this, she knew, was why she had been chosen for this mission. There were her past achievements, true, and though only in her mid-20s, she had already served the Jedi well. Her affinity with the Force and the Jedi's purpose and outlook was pure. But her personal involvement might be her greatest asset. Because she had failed to save her brother's life once, and she would not let him go again. She would do everything she could to save Dale, from danger and from damnation, and that determination would serve her mission well. But she knew that it might also compromise her assignment. She breathed deeply and calmed herself, knowing that she would have to keep her emotions in check. Two young Jedi apprentices passed her by. A boy and a girl. They might well have been brother and sister, and for a fleeting moment they reminded her of Dale and herself. They bowed respectfully and she nodded back, seeing the esteem in their eyes and perhaps a touch of awe. Lannery wore loose trousers and wrapped shirt, shimmer silk jacket, leather boots and equipment belt. Her flowing red scarves were from one of the finest clothing stores on Kalamar. The silver bangles on her left wrist bore precious stones from the deep mines of Skogora, a gift from the Wookiee family she'd grown close to during her time there. Her sword was carried in a leather sheath, fashioned from the bright green skin of a screech lizard from one of Obri's three moons. Add these exotic adornments to her 6-foot frame, startling gray eyes, and long flowing auburn hair clasped in a dozen metal clips, and she knew she cut an imposing figure.
"Ranger,"
the young girl said. Lannery paused and turned, and saw that the two children had also stopped. They were staring at her, but with a little more than fascination. They had purpose. "Children?" Lannery said, raising an eyebrow. The girl came forward, one hand in the pocket of her woven trousers. Lannery sensed the force flowing strongly in them both, and there was an assuredness to their movements that made her sad. With her and Dale, it had been so different. He had never understood the force, and as they'd grown older together, that confusion had turned into rejection, a growing hatred, and then something far worse.
"Master Dan Powell asked that I give you this," the girl said.
She held out a small message pod the size of her thumb.
"She said it's for your eyes only."
A private message from Master Dan Powell, beyond the ears and eyes of the rest of the Jedi. This was intriguing. Lannery took the pod and pocketed it. "Thank you," she said. "What's your name?" But the girl and boy hurried away toward Lami's Peacemaker, a gentle breeze ruffling their hair. The ship's engines were already starting to cycle up. Ironholgs stood at the base of her ship's ramp. It clicked and rattled as she approached. "All good?" she asked absently. The droid confirmed that yes, all was good. Lannery paused on the ramp and looked around. The Master's Peacemaker and several smaller escort ships were already lifting away, and further afield there were only the hillsides and the ancient standing stones, placed countless millennia ago to honor long-forgotten gods. The feeling of being watched came from elsewhere. The Jedi Masters. They were waiting for her departure. "Okay, then," Lannery said, and she walked up the ramp into the comforting, familiar confines of her own ship. But she was distracted. This short time on Tython,